Dear friends, it is for a reason that we call the last reading of every Mass the Gospel, which means good news. It is for a particular reason, because truly that's what it is, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say that? I think it was last Sunday or two Sundays ago that Moses, in his address to the people of Israel, he said, "What God is like our God, who is so close to his people? What God is like our Lord Jesus Christ, God and man, so close to his people, whose first announcement of his mission on earth, as we find in Luke chapter 4, from verse 18 downwards, after fasting and praying and being tempted by the evil one, he went to the synagogue to announce his mission. What God is as our God, who, instead of saying, 'I have come to demand fealty, respect from the people I created, I have come to demand judgment and an accounting from everyone whom I created,' said, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring good news to those who are in bondage, to set prisoners free, sight to the blind, to announce the year of the Lord.' That is the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, and not to make us tremble and fear. And that is exactly what we see also in the first reading, telling us that God is coming to open our eyes. God is coming to open our minds. God is coming to remind us once more of how much he loves us, to remind us once more of how much he cherishes our communion with him. And we're here, dear friends, as those who believe. We're here as those who know exactly what we want from God. I doubt if anyone was dragged here this morning, probably except for the little ones. We woke up, and of our own volition, we said, "Let us go up to the temple of the Lord to worship with our brothers and sisters, because we know whom we are following." But, dear friends, we also need to be careful, because there are two groups of worshipers. There are two groups of worshipers in the time of Jesus, two groups of followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, as there could be amongst us. God forbid that there should be the second group that shouldn't be talked about. There are people who bring others to Jesus and people who drive others away. In the second reading, James is warning us. James is warning us in a special way that we have to be careful how we treat our fellow human beings. We have to be careful not to neglect the dignity of the person and not to allow worldly things to overshadow the image of God in our brothers and sisters. And he's not talking about people who do not believe. He was talking to the group of believers, because probably they noticed something. Maybe people were being chased out of the gathering of the Christian, early Christians in those days, in order to make way for one group or the other. Because it wasn't just James alone who quarreled about it. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, also pointed out to them, "What do you mean by creating division when you come to worship? Do you not know what you are doing? Do you not know what you have received in the body and blood of Christ?" So it was an ongoing problem in the time of the early Christians, which could also be a problem. So the question is, to which group do I belong? Am I one of those who drive people away from Jesus by what I say, do or not do? Or am I one of those who bring people to Jesus? Let me give an example so that it's clear to us that it could be me, it could be you, it could be those sitting in this church or standing, but I pray and hope that none of us is in that way. The people who were closer to Jesus, his apostles, they fell into those two categories at different times. When Jesus opened up his ministry, first chapter of St. John, when he encountered Andrew, what did Andrew do? He went straight to his brother Simon. He said, "We have found the Messiah." He took his brother Simon to see Jesus. he brought Simon to Jesus. Just as the people in the gospel brought the man who was deaf and mute to Jesus. Probably the man did not know about Jesus unless he knows sign language, which I'm sure wasn't developed in those days. But somehow, his friends and relatives and community, they knew that there was salvation for this man who was suffering, and they brought him to Jesus, and he was healed. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus. And when Philip also heard what was happening, Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus. Philip said, "Come and see." When Nathanael asked him the question, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Are you kidding me? The Messiah is from Nazareth? Really?" He said, "Come and see." He brought Nathanael to Jesus. Are we bringing people to Jesus just like these apostles? But there were also missteps, because we remember the very same apostles who were bringing others to Jesus, when children came to Jesus, what did they say? Go away. They didn't want the children to come close to Jesus, lest they soil his robes with their filthy hands and snotty nose and the rest of them. And Jesus said, "Please do not drive them away. To such belong the kingdom of heaven." He wanted them to look beyond their grubby, chocolate-filled hands and all everything, the noise, the ruckus they were making. He wanted them to see beyond all of those and see the beauty, the innocence, the dignity of these children. "Let them come to me. Forget about my robes. We can wash them later on." Honor the dignity of your fellow human being. That was exactly what Jesus was telling them. The same disciples who brought people to Jesus were the ones who told Jesus, when a woman was crying after Jesus, "Please, my daughter is dying," they said, "Drive this woman away. She is embarrassing us." It was the very same disciples who were close to Jesus, working with him, seeing him show kindness all the time. They were the ones who said, "Drive this woman away." Each time I read that passage, I wonder, if you ever had anything to say to Jesus, why don't you tell him, "Heal this woman's daughter so that we can get our hearing back"? Instead, no. Just like me, or probably you, "Drive her away. Don't let her disturb us anymore." Would that be us? It was the very same disciples who, bringing people to Jesus, they wanted to drive the children away. They wanted to drive the woman away. The very same ones who were watching Jesus show love and mercy to everyone around him. When the Samaritan town refused to allow Jesus pass through, their very words were, "Let us call down fire from heaven to destroy them." It could be you. It could be me. Is that our attitude towards others? Or do we, like Jesus, always look beyond those mistakes? Always look beyond the material? Always look beyond the failings to say, "This is a child of God, just as I am also a child of God. This is a weak person, just as I am also the weakest of all humanity." Let us always, dear friends, in a very special way, emulate our Lord Jesus Christ, who did not count costs, who did not count position, who did not count anything but the human dignity that God has given to us. Let us be the ones who bring people to Jesus and never be the ones who drive people away. May the peace of the Lord be with you.